Blog Talk Radio.
How y'all doing? I gotta stop. I love me some Tupac. I could listen to that man all night. Anyway, how's everybody doing?
Yeah,
and welcome to Friday Happy Hour with Crazy Ass Linus. Well, I want you to let your hair hang down, enjoy yourself. It's the end of the week, and I hope that you had a good week this week and life went well for you. Hope that things were well and pleasant. My website is the Essence of Success. .net. I'm also, you can find me on YouTube on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday on the Essence of Success Network. We do psychic readings. And on Thursday right now, we got a running contest of free readings. So do join us, even if you're listening to the show and you don't come into our chat room. Do join us on the YouTube show if you miss Happy Hour. Okay, well, we're going to have a good time tonight, and I want to invite everybody in. My call, Sheha Spirit, how you doing, girl?
I'm just fine, and thank you all so much for being here tonight.
Yes, and thank you, Deborah R. Good evening.
All right.
Hello, everyone.
All right, and hi, Jessica J. How you doing?
Hi. No, I'm good. I'm just glad to be here tonight.
Okay. Hello, my Christina. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm doing good.
All right. And welcome, Miss Wilhelmina. We got a
hello, hello, everybody.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
We got a full house. Well, I have some questions, but I would like to share, because she had a good, she had two good ideas, but the second one, shit, my ass can't even remember. I wrote it down, but I'm on the other side of the apartment now. It's back in the bedroom.
Okay.
But one of her ideas I thought was really good, to do a horoscope reading for everybody
Ooh.
In the room. And I thought, you know, that would be really neat. So, because this month is halfway gone now. But the last Thursday of every month, we'll just dedicate that to horoscope reading. And, you know, you guys just throw it to me, whatever sign you are, and I'll do a reading for what's coming up that following month.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So I think it sounds good. So I thought, well, why not make it a running show the end of the month, and that could be the next month.
What's
coming up in your life? Yeah. It'll be a general reading.
Oh, at the end of the month? Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good to all y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, you can thank Sheha for that idea. I can't think of her other idea. It was good, too, but I acted upon that because I do horoscopes. So I guess I remember what I wanted to remember, okay?
Well, you ladies can't say I don't look out for us, right?
Yeah, you look out for us, sweetheart. Yes, you look out for us.
Yeah, I look out. Thank you.
Oh, all right. We're going to have a fast and quick show tonight. I mean, I don't know how quick it'll be, but it'll be a quick show for responses. How's that? I'll put it like that.
Okay.
And this is from everybody, so everybody's got to participate.
Okay.
Your quick questions. So the first question is a wig, braids, or natural? And I'll start at the top with this, my co-host, Sheehaw Spirit, and just go down. So go ahead, Sheehaw, wigs, braids, or natural?
Well, I think I would go natural because there's so many special products that you can, you know, good shampoo, good conditioner, and good oil. So I like natural hair.
Okay, go ahead, Deborah.
I like natural hair too, but I'll go with wigs right now because I don't have my I have hair loss. But if I had my hair, I would go natural.
Yeah. Okay, Jessica J.
I like I used to wear all three. Like I think natural, but I think braids are nice too. And, you
okay.
know, wig, I feel like, you know, they've been so creative with them. They make it look like your real hair now. You know?
Yeah, that's true. Even some of the wigs,
yeah,
Jessica,
so
you think they're the people's hair. Hair. Yeah, they wig.
Mm-hmm.
Technology.
But I think, does dread count?
A dress? Huh?
No, dread.
Oh, dreads, yeah, that's all part of, yeah, how you like your hair, you know. Yeah, and dreads is a natural. You know, I mean, you can buy dreads,
think,
but come on, but dreads are natural, yeah.
Yeah, but that's a hard question, though, so, because I think all three of them are beautiful, however it goes.
Yeah, okay. Christina?
I think we're lucky to have so many choices. My personal choice would be natural because I think it's the easiest, but then on the other hand, you know, braids, they look good. Weaves, they all look good, but I still, I like natural.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Miss Wilhelmina?
I like them all because if I didn't have no hair, I could have my choice of wigs. I'd be looking like Miss Lennon's being beautiful in all my beautiful hair. And I also like the braids because I can be braidy. I can look like an Indian and put a band on my head and wear my hair long in braids and also natural. I love it.
Yeah.
I love them all.
I love them all. I do.
I like the wig and natural. Y'all just don't see me natural because my hair is down to like an inch. If it grows out to 3 inches, I'm pissed. So it's like an inch. I almost look like a guy with a cavadas. Yeah, my hair is, I keep it short. I don't like it when it grows out. But that's when I'm around the house. I'm running to the store and stuff. But when y'all see me on TV or I got to go to some event or church or what have you, oh, honey, the for real hair. Is that your hair? I paid for it.
That's true, Lynn.
It's mine.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but. Okay, next question. Gray, you just about answered that. Gray or colored hair? I guess I'm at the age, I like the gray. I don't care. I like that the gray looks good. But anyway, what you think, Sheehaw? Gray or colored hair?
Well, I like gray, but I prefer like a dark color, like a dark, what you call it, auburn or something like that. I prefer that color.
Yeah.
So I like gray also. Yeah, I like gray.
Okay, Deborah?
I prefer colored over gray.
Okay, Jessica?
I don't like
gray. Wait, what was the question?
Gray or colored hair? You still in the color here. You, I don't even know why I asked you. Let me move on. Next person. Christine. I thought you just in your 30s. Your cootie coo ain't even gray.
No,
Jessica, I mean, Christina.
I'm okay with the gray, but you know, I really like when they just put in a little bit of color highlights. I like that too.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I go with the highlights because my hair still changes color with the sun. It gets kind of bleached out in the sun. So then the highlights just kind of make it look a little more even.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. All right. Miss Wilhelmina?
Well, in my younger years, I loved to color my gray hair. But now that I'm getting to be 70, I want to look my age. I want to feel young. I want to feel good. But I want my gray hair to show how pretty I can be at my age of 70 and above. So I like them both, but not the color anymore. I thought about it and thought about it. So I love my gray streak and my black hair, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, I bet you.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. All right. Thank you, ladies. Next question up, big or small? I don't care what it is. You like it big or you like it small. It can be anything, food, clothes, house, whatever. Big or small. Let's start at the bottom. Miss Wilhelmina.
Well, depend on what it is. If a man, it don't matter because I can handle it. But the house, I don't want that big house. That's too much to clean. Yes. So it depends on what it is.
Okay. Okay, that's all right. That's still an answer. Christina?
I missed the question. I'm getting terrible reception at the moment. Could you repeat it,
oh,
please?
Oh, I'm sorry. Big or small? It doesn't matter what it is. Do you like the big size or the small size?
Oh.
You can be
clothes,
event, whatever. You know, it's up to you.
Okay, I'll go with small in summer and big in winter.
Okay.
How about that?
That's fine. That's the answer. That's fine. There's no wrong answer. Okay. Who's next? Jessica J.
Okay, I would say if I wanted to go big, I would say a house. So and then I would say big on money.
Big, well, big. Then you would like, you would like big, yeah. Okay.
You know, yeah, like big amount of money.
Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with big.
Yeah.
That's a good answer too. Yeah, there's no wrong answer. Okay.
But no,
Deborah?
I like big houses. Yeah.
I do too. Well, I used to really. I'll just say I downsize now. But
yes.
Yeah, when I was younger, when I was your age, oh yeah, I wanted a big home, and I did have one. I think that back, I did, because we had a 4-bedroom with two kids. So yeah,
right,
anyway,
a nice family home.
Mhm. Yeah. So I like big. Okay. And who? Deborah.
I prefer what is it? Big, not. Not men. I prefer medium, really. But a house,
okay.
A home, I would like a big home. Over a small.
Okay. Okay. She house big.
I don't have that. But
well, if I'm, like I live alone now, so by myself, a small home, but and if I was married, I would say like a medium, no more than 3 bedrooms or something. But, you know, the big home, if I had kids or something like that, yeah, but no, just be, me by myself or me and a husband, no, I don't want a big home. I don't. And I'm like, you know, yeah, I want a big bank account. But, you know, that big bank account can buy more trips. At my age, I want to be at leisure. I don't have to worry about no house, no yard, and stuff like that. So I could just take me a medium-sized condo and be real happy.
Okay. Or for me, size is big. Okay, next question. Now, y'all may, this is probably a quick answer. Coffee, tea, or neither? Coffee, tea,
I like
or
coffee.
Neither? Okay, Deborah. And what, Deborah?
I
go
like
ahead.
Coffee. Mhm.
Okay, for me, Deborah, tea. Oh, I drink tea over coffee.
I prefer tea also.
Okay, Christina, does it want me to?
Oh, I like both.
But if you had a choice, which would you prefer over one or the other?
Oh, if I had to pick, I'll take the tea.
Yeah. Miss Wilhelmina?
Well, I drink
both. Oh, I'm
both.
Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Christina. Finish what you wanted to say. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, you didn't interrupt me. I says I like both, but I'll take tea over coffee.
Okay. Okay. All right, Ms. Wilhelmina?
Well, I like both because I love the coffee the way it makes me feel. And then when I want to drink me some herbal teas, I get all my, go through my teas because I have all sorts of herbal teas and I just make us up some, you know. So I drink both of them. I love them both.
Okay. My response is I used to be a coffee addict. I ain't gonna lie. And that cream macchiato, oh God, I was an addict. I was a coffee addict. But eventually it finally started bothering me, so I have been drinking herbal teas, but now I'm more of a tea drinker. Tea dinker, is that what you call it? Drinker, but tree dunker, whatever.
Tea-tober.
But yeah.
Tea-tober.
Okay. Yeah, I'm that way now. Every now and then I just wanna do a cup of coffee. Bring back memories, but no, but I drink herbal teas like Miss Wilhelmina. I had to give that coffee up. I just, from working so many years and at home and, you know, all that, I'm just drinking too much coffee. Even here, before I go on the air sometime, I would drink two or three cups of coffee. It's like, what the hell are you doing, girl? You ain't slow. Anyway, okay, next question. What is now at the age, because Jessica's the only one that's in her 30s and she's young, so health and money means nothing to you, because at that age I could care less. My health, hell, I turn around, hurt myself, I'm fine, give me a couple of days, you know, and money, well, you do what you do, you know, to survive during that time. So for the rest of us, if you had a choice to make between health or money, because sometimes people don't understand that, what would you choose? Would you rather have your health and be here every day, or would you have money and live a better lifestyle than you do right now?
Okay, Sheha
says health. Next person?
Deborah, health. Take health.
Okay, Deborah. Okay, next person?
Miss Wilhelmina.
No, you go ahead, Jessica.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah, well, go ahead. I'm just teasing you because you're young. Go ahead. What would you take?
Okay, I would say health. But,
okay.
You know, that's a hard question, though. But, yeah, I would say health. Because health
okay.
is wrong, right?
Okay.
So, yes. Health. Isn't so
well,
though,
this
like,
is Wilhelmina.
When you said that question, No, like when you said that question, I was like, oh, you know, health is really important than money, you know, but, you know, there's people with money that can't buy a good doctor, you know? So they have health problems too, so.
I said, that lifestyle buys you all that. If you have the money to have that particular lifestyle, so
but what good
money.
Is it if you're sick though? See, that's what I'm saying. What good is all that if you can't, if you're not healthy enough to enjoy it?
Okay,
well,
I didn't get an answer
from
Christina. Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Wilhelmina, what was your answer?
I said for me, my health, I can survive
okay.
with the money part. I know how to survive. Even if I have to live in the woods, I'll survive. Yeah.
Okay, and Jessica. I mean Christina, excuse me.
Yeah,
health
I'm with Wilhelmina. health definitely. I mean, you can survive otherwise if you don't have the money.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the health,
if you ain't healthy, that money can't do nothing for you. If all you can do is sit in a chair and look out the window and you got all of this money, no. Mm-hmm. I prefer the health, to get out and walk around, do the things that I want to do, take care of myself. I prefer the health, because money just ain't about nothing if you don't have your health and strength. It really isn't.
Amen to that.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. If you don't have your health. And I didn't realize that you had knee problems, not to be able to walk. I've never had to live in a wheelchair, and God bless those people that have had to. But to not to be able to walk, that bothered me. And that's when it hit me, like, you know what? You're just 50 years old, because they waited before they got on my knees. But I say, here I am, 50 years old, and I can barely walk across this cross bridge and go to work because my knees hurt me so bad. And I could have had it done, hard-headed. Oh, I don't want them cutting on me, and I don't want to feel that, you know, blah, blah, blah. Boy, and after I had it done, I said, you know what? I could have gave that doctor the best piece of ass he ever had in his life.
And then, Lord,
it felt so good. And then I had the second one done. I said, what the heck was I waiting for? Scared.
Man, I have a friend that's just getting her knees done right now. She just had to. Surgery on one, and she's going to have another one in December. And she's like, she can't believe, because she can hardly walk too. So I can't imagine that has to be feeling good.
That feels really good. And just imagine, I just want to be able to comb my own hair, wash my own face, and clean my own body. You know, it's a matter of fact. That to me, it fixes my own food if I'm hungry. And to me, that means a lot to me. That means a lot, you know.
Yeah.
I know people that you know, I have a brother, for an example. His COPD is so bad. Of course, he got money, but all he can do is barely get out of bed, make it to his living room, and look out the window all day, you know, because he just doesn't have the strength to do anything else. Of course he has money, but he can't enjoy it. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he can't enjoy it, yeah.
Right. You don't know. I think my health and strength anyway.
Yeah, me too.
You,
like
you,
I said,
like
I learned
said,
a
people,
hard lesson through experience.
Right. Money won't pay for a terminal illness or, you know, if you have.
It won't.
I don't care how much money you have.
How
you can't
that?
Fix that, you know.
I was thinking of, was it Magic Johnson? Doesn't he have AIDS? Like, I thought, like, he must have good doctors, though, but he paid his money to, like, he's still living to this day, does he?
Oh, yeah,
you know?
He's got the cure. Magic got the cure, honey. Oh, yeah, the money talks. I always said money talks and BS walks. If you got the money, there's always cures for everything. On there's cures right now for the heart, diabetes, and cancer. They've had cancer cures for years, but it's a money-making business.
But did Magic Johnson really sick, guys? I just can't believe that he was. I think it's something else that he had to do to get himself out of the NBA or something. And he just, I don't believe he was sick.
Yeah, he had AIDS.
Would you guys, like, ever date someone who has AIDS?
Yeah, he had AIDS, and he had to come forward because somebody was getting ready to tell it on him.
Oh, okay.
That's why he came forward,
so
trying to get damage control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you guys ever date someone with AIDS?
Cookie ain't gonna let him go. Would you let him go? Maybe we can get past his age.
No.
No woman gonna mess with him on the side. Are you kidding me? A report came out. You could give me $200,000. That still ain't enough to lay down with your ass. No. You just go on over there and stay with Cookie, because she's the only one that's going to screw you from now until you die.
That's so true.
Right.
That's for sure.
No, would you guys ever, in general?
No.
Not if I knew they had it, no. Or what if, like, someone you knew, like, they didn't have it, but they caught it?
That's a different story.
Oh, well, that, you know, that happens every day now when you're with
AIDS.
People that have STDs, that happens every day. Because some people raw dog, as y'all say, you young people, we say taking chances or rolling the dice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we say, you rolling the dice if
yeah,
you get sick or get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but nowadays, because, you know, sometimes women
yeah.
they get desperate and they're just like, well, I'll keep the man. You know, we got a few of them, Jessica, in the chat room. Well, if I can hold on to this
right?
man, I'll have another kid. You know, not thinking about what are you doing to that child. That child didn't have to be here.
Mm.
They didn't
right.
have to go through that struggle with you. So you know, some women they take
that's
a chance, and they and you know what that is? Because you don't know what love is. You ain't started with yourself.
Because
when you love yourself, you're like, now wait a minute. I got to raise this child by myself. I got to put up with your shit. I don't think so. That's not loving me. I'm hurt. I'm bitter. I'm angry. Let me get on as I put on my shirt. Get away from that situation. Because I'm better than that. I love myself too much. That takes a long time. That's easy for me to say, but it took me 17 years to walk away from a domestic
yeah.
violence and alcoholic marriage. You know, so that's up to you when that when it hits you, it'll hit you, and you say, it's enough. It's enough. I've had enough. And really, I think more than saying it's enough, and I know that's the easy answer, too, I think you begin to love you. You see what you can
yeah.
do. You can pay your rent. You can take care of your kids by yourself. You can clean your butt and throw your panties down without a man being there. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
you realize, you did this? That man didn't have to do it. I did this. Well, get on down the road, girl. Do you. You just prove to yourself. The man is a bonus from God. The man don't have, you don't have to have the man to lead you. You can lead yourself. He's a bonus. Just like you're a bonus to that man, he's a bonus to you. Now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But,
well,
you know, you guys, go ahead.
I want to say that. Okay, I got a question. It's not like if it's domestic violence or not like that, but you're just not happy with this person. And you know, he may be helping you to provide for yourself and all that, but you're just not happy. Is it wrong to just stay with a person if you're not happy with them? I mean, everything could be going good and fine, but you're just not happy, ladies. I want to hear your answer to that. Should you stay?
No. I don't think you need to stay in an unhappy marriage or relationship.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I feel like we all have free will.
Yeah. See, that too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I can't think of anything that he's doing wrong or anything like that, but I'm just not happy. You know, I just got to go.
If you're unhappy, yeah. I don't think you should stay.
I can't stay somewhere that you're unhappy.
Well, I think it has to get to that point in your life or that situation where you just say enough is enough. You know, like
right.
I said, for some
right.
people, it takes,
get that up.
I don't want to say it takes longer than others. It's when you get to the point in that experience that that's not you. I'll put it like that because
yeah.
I'm not going to say because some
yeah.
people, we could always say, why are you still there? Why don't you leave him? He done effed up on you, blah, 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 and you still there with him. But you got your reasons, and maybe it has not
but
got to the point of ending for you.
Yeah, but see, it's
you're in
like
it.
That. You know, the person hasn't messed up. He's a good person. He treats me nice, but I just don't want to be there. You know, I'm not happy.
And that's fine. That's the experience,
okay.
you know.
Okay. Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That don't work
yeah.
for you. That doesn't work for you.
I
so,
yeah. If you're unhappy, I would say get out of
that's what I said.
Oh, me too. Me
that.
Too. I mean, you know, after I've done experience it, I'm just like, my heart just reaches out to anybody going through with alcohol or domestic violence because I've lived there for 17 years. So, sure, that touches my heart. You're going to definitely get look closer
right.
than even maybe you would know. You know what I mean? But it's just because
mm-hmm.
of what I have experienced. So what you have experienced,
right,
you pass that on too to help someone else, right? Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is
it's very important for women to have standards.
Yeah.
But, you know,
no
I think now it's
about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think doesn't that
well,
like align with
the
having standards?
Yeah, okay, then that's what I'm saying. It's no alcoholism. He's not cheating. He's making good money and all that stuff, but I just don't want to be there. You know, yeah, I'm not happy with
you. Yeah, I would say there's nothing wrong with that, leaving that person that if you're unhappy with, no matter how good they may be or what they, if they're not doing anything bad, why stay if you're unhappy?
Well, Jada.
Yeah.
Well.
I say me.
Why you gonna say that you ain't happy? You the one with money. Leave her butt. Shoot, go and do you.
There's women that stay with a man or have a husband. And they might stay with him for financial reasons. You know.
Yeah, and they're not happy, but it's like, well, if that's what you choose, that's what you choose. But you can leave. I agree with that. If that's the way you want to live, that's up to you.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we're all talking from our own experiences.
Right.
Well, actually, what we have, you know, excuse me, today how we feel about that, and it's true because... Man, I would rather be the age I am now than to be at Jessica's age. Ooh, my God. They'd have to keep an account with bill money for me.
They would.
This is your delivery car. Jail.
Yeah, I know.
We got American Express.
If I knew what I knew, if I knew what I know now at 30, oh, my God.
Yeah, but you know, we got to go through it to get to it, Deborah. We
got to
experience certain things in life, ups and downs.
You
otherwise, we don't understand it when we're at the age now, right? I mean, although they say God takes care of babies and fools. What is it? Old folks, babies and fools. But you don't want to be old and be no fool, so experience has taught you, right? Yeah, that you can pass that experience and teaching on to the next generation. Yeah.
Yeah. We learn by our experiences, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, I always say I don't have regrets. Even though things I've went through in my life, I probably should have put the person down. But I don't have any regrets because it taught me to be the better person. You know, what is my purpose here? Is it to learn love? Yep. Mm-hmm. Is it to be love?
Yeah.
Yes. And to show love.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's my purpose. But that's a hard purpose. That is really hard because people take advantage of you and they take your kindness for weakness, you know, and stuff. So that's a hard love, but it's also a real love and an open love.
Yeah.
It takes a minute. It don't come to you overnight. I'm going to tell you right now, Jessica, because I know where we all are now in your marriage or either in your own being who you are. It don't happen overnight. It takes experience, and it takes going down some time to get up and realize I ain't going through that shit no more. You know, but we have to learn it. You know, and mama and daddy and grandparents could have been girl, don't be doing such and such. Or your siblings could say, I wouldn't do that, you know, or that person ain't such and such. You're like, but I love you. Well, I want to do this. I need to dress for the concert. You don't need to spend that $30. Yeah, I do. I got to go to this concert. Experience
is
always
teacher. Be somebody on the outside. If you're in a relationship, someone on the outside is going to see. They'll see things because they had experiences, and they tell you stuff. But you got to do it. You got to figure it out yourself.
I'm not to say that other generations don't listen to us. I'm sure our children or grandchildren listen to some of the things we say, even if they don't hear to it to us. They heard you. Believe me.
Yeah,
your kids and your grandkids, they heard you. You know, you may think they didn't, but they heard you. One day they'll come back and say something. You'd be like, oh, you did hear me when I was fussing at you or I was giving you some wisdom. You know, you thought it just went over
right.
their head. Like, mm-mm. I heard you, Nana.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you, Mama. I may not want to hear it right then when you were saying, but I heard you.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know,
you'll say I should have listened.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's get back to our questions. We went way over to Alabama, Mississippi. Let's come on back to the West Coast. Okay. next question, retirement or continue to work? That's a good one. I'm sorry, Jessica, that's past you. But anyway, retirement or continue
retirement.
To work? Girl, you don't want a lottery.
I know, right? That's what I need. Ooh, that's what I mean, by the
way. We
do
too.
Yes.
Yeah, me, I would
like
to because it allows me to work my hours, what I want to do. So, yeah, I like retirement. Anyway, go ahead, next person.
Yeah, I need to work.
You'd rather work?
That's what I mean.
Okay.
No, I like retirement.
I need to work. I love retirement. I didn't know I could
feel
this good. I thought
I do too, Miss
Wilson. I thought I was going to be bored.
Well, sometimes I do get bored, and I go out there and try to find something. Then I have to remind myself I'm retired. I don't have to get up at 7 in the morning. I'm going to see this job later. You know what I'm saying? But, I love retirement.
Good.
But because I like my time, and I'm just in a mindset that I don't want to be obligated. I just want to do what I want to do when I want to do it.
And there you go. I don't know what retirement is, so from a job, yeah. But, you know, I have a business, so I'm always doing something.
What's this?
Not
you doing?
I keep reading, selling purses or counseling. I'm always doing something. But that's good. That keeps me young. You know, for me, now that's for me. Somebody else would be like, you're exhausting me.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, maybe that's true for me. It's like, yay, I'm happy. You know, I'm very happy, you know. But that's me. You know, I'm one of those people, and I'm sure y'all have met them in life that are workaholics. You may retire, but it's within your character, who you are as a person, that you're used to doing something. You just can't sit around. I can't even stay in the bed. Once I get up, I make that bed up. I'm done in the bedroom. The only reason I'm going to lay down is because I'm sick. Other than that, I'm up and out with what I need to be doing.
Right. I understand. But I think retirement's good. Like, it's peaceful, like, especially if you've been working a lot. Job work is too stressful. But I understand, like, people who want to work because they feel like, you know, it keeps them active and doing something every day, but, you know, making side money. But I like retirement because I feel like you get your own schedule. You do what you want to do. And you have that freedom.
That's true.
Then you can. Yeah.
But I'll tell you what I like about retirement, not so much the money, is that I was able to put two kids through college, not just through school, through college. So that, for me, retirement is good. It makes me feel good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as that. But to continue to work, But that's what makes me feel good. You know, when you retire, you want to show something for all them years, right? Not just the house and the husband. You want to show something. What was your goals? What did you do? Well, one of your purposes was raising your kids. Okay, you did that beautifully. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
They're all doing good in their own way, right? So you do your thing now. Hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that means. You do your thing. Yeah.
You got the
okay.
freedom to do, like, whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next question up, and I'm going to go down the row, is more or less social? What you think about this, more or less social? Okay, we'll start with Sheha and go down the list. Sheha.
I prefer less now because my whole entire working history was major corporations around a lot of people, and I enjoy less now.
you know, I just want people to call me before they come over and stuff like that, because I just like, I don't need that anymore, because I always sit in an office in a division with 200 or 300 or 500 people. All in a division, you know, and with meetings and all that stuff all the time. I prefer less. Do not come over unless you call me. You would be knocking at the door and I'm listening.
All righty then.
Next up, Deborah Aura.
I like social. Not a lot of it, but I'm like, if you're going to come visit me, call me and let me know you're coming before you show up. I don't like people showing up at my door. But, you know, as far as, you know, being social, I love it. I don't have a lot of it right now, but, you know, I like, you know, having visits, going to visits, you know.
Okay. Jessica J.
I would say I used to be social, but now I'm less social. I like the peace because the more I was so social, I was just sitting there attracting any kind of energy. And I learned that, like, less is best. And, you know, sometimes you could have a big circle and so you like you're so lonely because, you know, you got all these different energies flowing around. But it's, you know, like, you know that kind of situation where you're like, oh, it starts to get overwhelming. So I feel like, yes, it's nice to be social in an appropriate manner, but yeah, I'm more or less social. But I am social though, if that makes sense. I'm like an in-betweener. I can be social, but I prefer to be less social. Now,
okay.
Everybody else is.
Okay, sounds good. All right, Christina.
Yeah. I'm with Auntie Sheha on this one. I'm less social. And especially since I retired, I see so many things that were undone over the years. And I'd like to have things in order when it's my time to leave.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like letting for a long time, but anyway.
Okay. That's good. All right, next up, Miss Wilhelmina.
Well, I prefer less now because I did a lot. I partied, I done that, did that, traveled, did that, plane ride, car ride, around a lot of folks. So I prefer less now because I love my peace and quietness, and I love my solitude. I can go wherever I want. And I just love solitude and peace.
Me too. Just go ahead and preach, Miss Wilhelmina. I'm the one who's never knocking on my door, and I'm still trying to rest. What do you want? Y'all know me. I try to be funny. Okay, go ahead.
I have moments like that, too.
Yeah. Don't knock on my door.
I don't want to be bothered.
Well, for me, my answer is less now because two things. One, I retired as a controller of aviation, so you know I met a lot of people at the airport over the years.
Yes,
and then secondly, being a church musician, oh my God, 40 years, let me tell you, so many people knew me in Seattle, I almost dislike for somebody to come to Seattle to see me because we go in the first thing, this is Molly, this is some Leonard, you know, like, oh, Jesus, I don't want to see me. But those two things, playing in the churches, bring the kids up and stuff, and then also, like I said, at work. So I didn't have a choice. So it's like once I retired, like, I don't want to see you people no more. I don't want to see. I retired from the church.
Right.
I retired from the job. I don't want to. So, yeah, I'm on the same vein with Sheha and Christina and Ms. Wilhelmina. I don't want to see you. I like working at home. I really do. Even selling my personal stuff, I like being at home because then I get up when I want to get up. You know what I mean? If a person wants to breathe in or something, that's fine. But it's not like I got to get up and hit that clock at 5 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning. No, 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 no. I'm turning over, taking a pill. Okay.
Don't you all know people? Don't you all know people that they are just gratified because somebody's coming by their house all the time? They're just gratified because they get out of the bed putting on clothes. No, that is not me. I cannot get out of the bed getting dressed because I'm expecting for anybody, somebody or anybody to stop by. That is not my life.
Yeah, well...
I did too much of that when the kids were young, so no more. Every now and then I'll have an event. I think the last thing I had over here was Thanksgiving. I did a gumbo, and I swear I think they flew in.
Yeah.
Coming back the next day with Tupperware bowls and stuff.
See,
Lord, that's
something like that.
Yeah, but, you know, it's nice to be different, but that's okay. That's okay every now and then. You know,
okay.
Even like during the holidays.
Yeah.
But the rest
that's
of the time,
okay.
Let me be by myself. Let me be alone.
Yeah,
as I am.
That's okay. But, you know, I don't get, but I don't get friendly with my neighbors because I think that some people just don't have that respect of your
boundaries.
And I don't get friendly with my neighbors because I don't want them thinking that they can knock on my door at any time. Because I would have to hurt their feelings, and I don't want to do that. So I just don't.
And they're more in your business, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
Yeah,
okay.
You
have to set boundaries, though. Yes, you have to set boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, something else. The peace is so good. I tell you, it's like lay your head down with peace, you can wake up with peace. You know, that makes a big difference when you're not doing all you have to do type of thing. You know, going to work, you have to do, because some mornings, you know, you just feel like, do I have to go in? I would rather stay at home, you know. But once you retire, you can have that, because you ain't got to get up. Let me tell you, that's a nice thing. Okay, next question.
When I retired, I just want to say, when I retired, it took me a minute to try to think of an excuse not to go to work. I'm laying in the bed trying to think of an excuse not to go to work, and I'm retired.
Yeah.
You were so used to working, so.
Oh, gosh. That was funny.
Okay, next question. Who in history do you wish you could talk to? Who in history do you wish you could talk to? Okay, we're going to start from the other end and go up. So, Miss Wilhelmina, you're the first person up. Who is it that you would like to talk to in history, if you could? If you have the opportunity to go back and have a conversation.
Well, I can't think of someone in history that I knew long, long time ago, but I would say somebody like you, Lennis.
Oh, you don't have to know him.
Nostradamus. I would love to talk to Nostradamus.
That'd be interesting. Very, very interesting. I like that. She said, what about?
I'm sorry.
Knowledge. I love knowledge.
Oh, okay. Okay, very good. All right, next up, Christina.
If it could be anybody, then it would be Jesus.
Okay.
I know
it's
right.
I hear you, Sheila.
Yeah.
We ain't going to say them behind that one, Christina, okay? We're going to leave that one alone. You might be knocking at my door later. This is Jesus.
Christina, you got
that much.
I might be trying to eat it edible. Anyway, next up, Jessica J.
You know, that's a good question. Who would I talk to in history? I would say, I'm not good with names, but it could be anyone.
Yeah.
I thought Michael Jackson, but then I was thinking, like, maybe, like, someone back in, like, those 1800s type of thing.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Whoever that you would like to in history, and he is our history now. So, you know, if you want to go back and talk to Michael Jackson and have a conversation, what's wrong with that? It's all right.
Yeah,
it's
history. Mean, it's just so sad. Like, I don't know. I feel like with Michael, like, he came on this earth for, like, a purpose, you know? And, like, for him, too, the reason why I would want to talk to him because, like, he had, like, an old soul when he was younger. And then, like, when he got older, it's, like, people hated him. And, like, you know, like, I could feel like, okay, someone's bullying me. But the way, like, then I'm like, okay, I don't let people bully me. But, like, he was in the spotlight in front of, like, millions and billions of people. And the way they treated him in front of the world, that's something like, wow. Like, how did he endure that for so long before he just broke down and just let it all go, you know?
Mm.
And he always said he felt lonely, so that's why I think it would be nice to talk to him, you know?
No, okay, well, that's a good one. There's nothing wrong with that. It can be past, present, or future. It don't matter to me. You know, it's who you'd like to talk to in history. I shouldn't say future, but history, somebody from the past. Okay, next up, Deborah R.
I would like to have talked with Cicely Tyson.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Good. I like
her. Yeah. I just, you know, I have been reading stuff about her. So I would have liked to have, you know, met her. Just to, you know, get some wisdom.
That's good. Okay. Next up, She-Hulk Spirit.
Frederick Douglass. Now, if I was in his era, we would have been married by now. You know what I'm saying? He would have been an ex, because I love some Frederick Douglass. I'm sorry.
Shia, who you say you like? Would like?
Frederick Douglass.
Frederick Douglass, yeah.
Frederick Douglass, uh-huh. Yeah. Again, knowledge, wisdom, strength, it's just the man to me.
Now, that's kind of how I feel. Now, mine is Genghis Khan, because he was a conqueror, and he went from country to country conquering people and stuff, and a lot of the original races are black. The original Parisian is a black person, is black people. Same with Spain,
really?
And Italy. The original Italian is black. Yeah, so I would have liked to have go back to the conversation where he went to these different countries and conquered them and changed some of their ways, even though they changed them back, okay? But he had conquered them in his ways coming from Africa, and so I would love to have a conversation being a conqueror, and he was good-looking, thick. Please, we'd have been good on the road. I'd have had the wisdom and he'd have had the conquer. I was like, all right, come on up to the upper room.
Hey.
Yeah. But anyway, that's I'm being partially silly, but the history of it, I think that is quite interesting to me. To me, to be a conqueror and go to all these different countries and stuff. How did you do that? And he was military background as well. So, all right, we're coming down to the last 5 minutes. This is a good one. What is your purpose? What do you think your purpose is here? My purpose is love. I know what mine is love. So now let's go to Christina. You first up.
Can you tell me what my purpose is?
No, you tell me. I mean, yeah, I can, but you tell me.
That was a good one.
Now, I'm going to tell you your purpose is, what is something that you are lacking and are you doing a lot in your life? To me, I always wanted love. And so that's what I had to overcome and learn my lessons in love. So what's yours?
I'm not sure. I never was sure.
You could have been a teacher. Teach people things. You learn to have faith. You know?
Mm-hmm.
As a teacher, anyway, I ain't going to tell you. But you're in that
no,
vein.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Tell me.
I see you as a teacher.
And I agree.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest of 8 children. And
oh, wow. Yeah. Validation.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Okay.
Christina, you came back in this life, but you had a bigger task than you did in your past life, and that's why you're the oldest, because you were good at what you did on teaching. Whether you thought they listened to you or not, you were good. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I told you, Christina, you was a speaker, right? So you was a teacher. I knew it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She's good. She know it.
Yeah. And she got the vote.
All right. Deborah, what you got for us?
I'm like, Christina, I'm not sure. But I believe my purpose is to be love, give, and caring. I know I'm really compassionate with people, you know. I always want to, you know, help other people if I can.
Me too.
Your purpose is to let people bounce off you. Teach them how to bounce. In other words, when there's a negative, teach them how to turn that off, bounce that off, and it becomes a negative as they go up the scale. So that's your purpose. You've had to use a lot of armor in your lifetime, and that's because as things have come at you, you didn't know how to bounce it off of you. And like, let me send it back. Now you can send things back ugly. I shouldn't say ugly. It's the energy, but it's better if you can send it back in love. Because then it's even more powerful. So that's what they were teaching you, is you went through a lot of changes and stuff in your life. Was like, okay, we're showing you, we're protecting you, and this stuff is still coming at you. You don't see how the strength is and the courage and the strongness you have within you. So you're going to have to learn this. You're going to have to learn now how to bounce this off of you. So, like I tell y'all, people come to you with garbage. Bye. See you, Felicia. You better take that stuff on. Yeah, because it will attract to you. Because that's what you do. You're teaching people, right? It's a way of teaching bouncing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bounce off of you. Okay. Let's see. Who we have? We didn't do Deborah, Christina. Sheha, come on now.
Humanitarian, and I'm like Miss Wilhelmina. I just want to bring people in and show them how to love, because that's my number one thing is love. If you don't have love, if you can't show love, you can just, as the song says, you just keep on rolling. So, that's
there you go. Okay, somebody with me, Miss Wilhelmina.
It must be love and to teach, because
I
remember as small child as I was, I couldn't understand why people didn't love each other, why people hated each other, why people want to fight, why people, you know, didn't want to love each other. I couldn't understand it. But as I grew, I wasn't taught at home how to love, but when I met my husband, he taught me about love, about family love and all that. And, you know, now I'm trying to teach my grandson about love, my daughter about love, my son about love. And I just, all about love. Sometimes I get a little angry and I don't like negativity at all. So it must be love, I think.
Yep, amen.
It must be love with me too then, because that's what I desire most out of anyone or any relationship that I have. I mean, you must bring the love there first, because without that, it just doesn't mean much to me.
Okay. Did we miss anybody? Who didn't get asked? Is that everybody? Okay, well, we got 12 seconds. Y'all say goodbye to each other and love one another.
I love y'all.
Bye, love everyone. Have a good weekend.
I love you.